Now let's delve into the past, and there are hopes that human remains found at the site of an ancient church in Belgium could be those of the Irish war hero Patrick Sarsfield. Sarsfield, who's best known for his defence of Limerick against the forces of William of Orange, was killed fighting for France in the late 17th century, and his remains have never been found. However, the Sarsfield Homecoming Project, which aims to repatriate him back to Limerick, are optimistic they may have found his final resting place at an ancient church in a small Belgian city. Harry Manning reports.
I've never seen such a huge, massive production of venous tissue here, who joined the fibula and the tibia.
A forensic anthropologist speaking to Dr. Loïc Goyon of the Sarsfield Homecoming Project about the discovery of human remains at the site of an ancient church in the small Belgian city of Huy.
The discovery that we made last week basically ticks all the boxes of what we are looking for. Now we have to remain cautious, but, you know, the signs are here, so there is a clear possibility that we might have found the remains of Patrick Sarsfield.
Patrick Sarsfield became synonymous with Limerick after he defended the city against William of Orange at Ballyneety in 1690. He was eventually defeated, but he negotiated the Treaty of Limerick, which ended the Williamite War in Ireland and led to a historical episode known as the Flight of the Wild Geese. Professor David Fleming is the head of the School of History at the University of Limerick.
Sarsfield is brave, he's courageous, he's impetuous, I suspect. He takes chances. Those chances sometimes pay off, as in Ballyneety, which makes his name for himself. Willing to fight. It's part of the stereotype of the Irish soldier at the time, and he certainly lives up to that. He certainly was a hero in his own time, and as a result, his legacy continued thereafter, and very soon you get histories of the Jacobite Wars, and particularly the Siege of Limerick and the Treaty. The Treaty of Limerick, because it had reverberations for over 100 years, meant that his name was known and popular.
The Flight of the Wild Geese saw Sarsfield and 1,200 of his men and their families leave for France, the country that Sarsfield would lose his life fighting for. However, Sarsfield's remains have never been found. And 5 years ago, Dr. Goyon set out to find them and repatriate them back to Limerick. His tireless research led him to the centuries-old Saint-Martin Church in the Belgian city of Huy.
We are working in what is nowadays the cellar of a house which was built over the old church of Saint-Martin in Huy. And so the conditions were pretty extreme. When we were there, the temperature was -3 degrees, and we've worked for hours in the cellar on our knees, digging layer after layer.
Historical records indicate that Sarsfield was buried at the church in an unmarked grave alongside another French soldier. Frank Coyne, who is the lead archaeologist on the site, describes what they found last week.
In our most recent work, we have found for the first time bones of men. Up to then, it's been women and children. So these two give us the most hope. The coffin, we find the line of the coffin can be identified, and it looks like they were buried at the same time or broadly contemporary, and it's a very robust skull, prominent brow ridges, and this person would have been close on 6 foot tall, which would have been very tall for the time.
DNA testing will also prove crucial to determining whether these remains are indeed Patrick Sarsfield's.
DNA specialists have come to the site and taken a molar or a tooth from the skull. We'll definitely know from the DNA then if it is Patrick Sarsfield, because we have matches with the Sarsfield family here.
Dr. Goyon and his team now face an anxious but exciting wait to see if they have indeed found the remains of Patrick Sarsfield, more than 333 years after his death. For Dr. Goyon, to bring Sarsfield's remains back to Limerick would be an emotional moment after years of hard work.
Oh, it would be a historical moment. It would be a moment charged with a lot of emotions. After having worked for so long on that project, the whole team would be absolutely thrilled to be able to bring back Patrick Sarsfield to Ireland. And I think it would be extremely significant for Limerick and for the rest of Ireland as well to have this national hero return to the land that he fought so bravely to defend.
And that was Harry Manning reporting for us there.